together. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I originally, more than 2 weeks ago, set up Joel Skousen to do an hour and a half presentation on strategic relocation. We're going to get into that coming up in the next segment, and the segue will be his take on the disaster at Fukushima that's still unfolding. And the clear cover-up there, we just don't know how intense that cover-up is. But the Japanese still admit they're not releasing real radiation levels. They are confirming 1,600 times safe levels up to 20 kilometers away. But finishing up in the few minutes we've got in this short segment, Joel, with Libya, if Obama and NATO and the UN are openly setting up invasion ships, Marine Corps ships, 2,200 more Marines flown in to be put on board those ships, Hillary and others have said, you will accept a humanitarian force on the ground. And they're now saying this isn't a war, though. This is kinetic military action that we're going to continue to attack you. So it's set up to be an occupation, but Obama comes out and says absolutely no occupation. How are they going to shift out of that line? So I see a staged terror attack or a foiled event, and then they can continue to claim al-Qaeda in North Africa and in the east of Africa is the pretext, and then AFRICOM, who's already making statements about this, as you said, can roll in to one country after the next. But how do they do that without the staged terror attack?
Well, I think you're probably right. They've always used staged terror attacks, and they're not beyond using that here. It will be blamed on al-Qaeda. You know, it's very interesting that Gaddafi tried to use the al-Qaeda card by saying that it was al-Qaeda in these other cities, not real opposition. And nobody even gave him the time of day. But when the U.S. says it's al-Qaeda, everyone believes that it's the American people are pretty unable to distinguish between this. And this is because I think the media is just in lockstep with these types of things. There just isn't any real opposition out there except in the alternative media. But I think we're going to see an invasion, as you say, because the National Guard has been put on alert. There's going to be certain units taken in there. And I think that's because they want to relieve frontline special forces that will go in as a spearhead and give the appearance of, normal soldiers doing, they won't call it occupation, but peacekeeping missions. Once again, it'll be a UN peacekeeping mission. But I think that there'll be other provocations. We'll probably see another pirate attack that will justify them going down in. They'll blame the Sudan for something involved here. But I think we haven't seen the end of this long road march down through Africa. And they may well finally, after all these years, take out Zimbabwe too. Because if they get near that region, it certainly is a provocation.
And that's the model. And these weak third world dictatorships are sitting ducks. This has always been the UN model of humanitarian takeovers when they go in and slaughter people and put in a new gaggle of dictators or plutocrats. I mean, this is the model of the New World Order invading countries by putting a humanitarian mask on it.
And it explains what my uncle for years pointed out of why are the globalists that are putting in communists into China, communists into Cuba, into Nicaragua. Why are the who aren't communists protecting these people in the State Department that are managing these operations? And I've long then figured out it must have been because they want to create world chaos and they come in and rescue people. But humanitarian occupations in the name of the United Nations and the New World Order, and that's exactly what we're seeing.
Well, that's the great game. That's the British model of destabilizing. Don't let anybody get organized. Don't let anybody have a civilization. Keep it in chaos so that a tiny elite with limited military force who is organized can dominate. Do you concur with that statement, Joel?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, we're going to go to break, and we're going to come back and get into Fukushima. I haven't asked your opinion on this. I don't know it yet, but I'm going to get your view on it, recap some of the news there, and then segue into Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places, third edition. He also has reports on foreign safe relocations, countries and areas he thinks, from his deep research, are safe. We'll be right back with Joel Skousen. I'm Alex Jones. Get the book at InfoWars.com.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years, and we've been slowly growing. And our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Joel Skousen is our guest for the rest of the hour. He's the editor of World Affairs Brief, worldaffairsbrief.com. I'm Alex Jones, of course, with InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. We're done talking about Libya and this big globalist takeover of Africa that they've kicked off with the hypocritical cover story of humanitarianism. Next, we move to Joel Skousen's view and perspective on Fukushima. Now, even the fifth reactor that had been successfully shut down even before the earthquake and subsequent tsunami is now smoking, going back 12 days ago, only a day into this. We're now into day 13. The Japanese have had a partial meltdown. I've had many physicists on, experts in radiation releases. They say that if you're having ion beams shooting out of multiple reactors, that that means that fission is going on. If the MOX reactor number 3 that has weapons-grade plutonium in it, 7%, 93% uranium, continues to melt down. And some of these reactors are over 750 degrees Fahrenheit, 400 degrees Celsius. It will purify the plutonium out in one level, the uranium in another, and then other lighter fissile materials on top. If there is any type of explosion, that's how nuclear weapon uses, they have shaped charges, plastic explosives, around the uranium or plutonium and the different variants of weapons. They also have systems where they fire a plutonium bullet into uranium. There's a lot of different systems. But the point is, the Russians, what, in 53, had one of their reactor storage facilities blow up in a nuclear explosion. And we've covered that with physicists and historians. in the last 13 days, that there is a real danger, not just of Chernobyl events where it spews even more into the air and it comes across the Pacific to the North America, but an actual nuclear explosion. Do you concur with that analysis, Joel Skousen, from your deep research into nuclear threat, nuclear war? And because, I mean, that this is your main forte. That's why, of course, you've written the book Strategic Relocation that we're going to start a PowerPoint on as you direct us here via telephone. We'll have that up for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. But as radio listeners follow along, they should get the book Strategic Relocation, a huge coffee table book with, you know, the color photos and diagrams and maps. It's just amazing. Again, available at Infowars.com. But your view on Fukushima and where this is going.
Well, I agree with all of that assessment except the last one. I don't believe, very strongly don't believe, that it could actually turn into a nuclear explosion. It at best would be a dirty explosion based on hydrogen, but even that is unlikely. I'm not giving a Pollyanna scenario here. In fact, we've dodged a bullet because there have not been any high-altitude, funeral pyre-type fires like we had at Chernobyl, which essentially didn't have a containment chamber around it.
Sure. Let me stop you, though. Bob Bowman was on here a week and a half ago, 3 degrees in nuclear physics, and he said he didn't think anything would happen at 5 and 6 because they'd already been shut down before the disaster, and now 5 is smoking and having big problems. So it's not possible, as some physicists have said, that there could be an explosion?
Absolutely not possible to have a nuclear explosion. Only a dirty explosion with hydrogen, but not a nuclear explosion. I repeat, that is not true. And
explain that to me, because that's good news.
Because it's extremely difficult to get nuclear particles to explode in a fission-type bomb. It's just very, very difficult. It has to be perfectly done. It has to be perfectly controlled. There's no way, when you have all of the mixing in the melting process of zirconium and other things, that you're going to get the concentrations, the purity that allow. And then you have to have, of course, a tritium trigger or something, very powerful injection of the nuclear material into the middle of a controlled, contained mass to set off those types of reactions. Not possible.
Okay, so when they talk about explosions then, because they do call it a dirty fission explosion. I mean, they're having some fission going on just with the melting,
yeah.
So maybe that's where I got confused.
That's fission of a totally different variety. That simply resolves itself in melting. And when you start then melting, in top of this is what happened in Chernobyl. You didn't have the containment, the massive amount of steel and concrete around it. So when you start melting the steel of the building and everything, it just turned in. It's just like adding oxygen and flame to a fire. And that's how that stuff got up to 30,000 feet and carried for hundreds and hundreds of miles and even circled the globe. But that's not going to happen here. What we're going to get is a nuclear nightmare into the water around there, because the particles coming out, most of it escaping from these containment chambers, are still being mostly filtered. I think that a lot of those filters have been compromised. So we're getting some nuclear release, but most of it's still being contained inside or coming out in the water release drains coming out of this. I'm also afraid that you are correct, that we're not out of the woods yet, because there are signs this week that their containment, which has leveled off for about 3 or 4 days, is now starting to decrease. The temperatures are rising. The amount of radiation is getting stronger. I think the pools, which they overloaded with spent fuel, are still continuing to heat up. They're not cooled down, even though some cooling water has been restored in 5 and 6. There are signs that this is getting away from them. Now, I still don't believe it would be a Chernobyl-type event, but it could be a lot worse. And I think the greatest danger that we're facing is this stuff falling into the ocean, getting into the fish and the seafood, and this going up into the into Alaska and affecting all of the seafood that comes out of our northern waters.
What's your concern with the 640,000 spent fuel rods they were storing, many of them on top of reactors that have had the big hydrogen explosions? They're admitting that a lot of that did blow into the ocean. They are picking up all sorts of radiation in the food and water, according to the Tokyo News and the Kyoto News, 1,600 times safe levels.
Yeah, they should never have put that many spent fuel rods in that position. That's one of the major mistakes of that design by GE, is to have used that space above the reactors to store those spent fuel rods. And there is a tremendous amount of radioactive material in there. If that stuff starts to boil away, and that's what I'm really worried about, because I think the reactors will contain most of the molten meltdown of those others, except for what gets into the seawater, but not the fuel rods on top. That's what's really in danger.
So studying this for decades, how do you see it unfolding then?
I still feel that this is going to be at worst, a deadly potential problem for Japan and for the ocean sea life. I repeat, I do not believe we're going to get any significant amounts of radiation in the air because it just hasn't got high enough into the altitude to get there. And in fact, I'm monitoring every single day the numerous, we've got 20 or 30 radiation detectors all along the West Coast, and they have not shown one blip upwards yet. So there is.
What about the federal government saying they've seen increases in radiation, but that it's not very high?
Not here. That was in the air around Japan. There is no detector, and I'm watching all of them, Alex. There's no detector that's shown any increase whatsoever in radiation carried by the air here. But we're going to have to watch the waters because that current, the Japanese current, comes up to Alaska and down the West Coast. And that could be the real hidden danger because whether it's swimming or whether it's fish or anything that comes out of that ocean.
Well, here's an example. You know, you go to the Texas coast and coconuts from thousands of miles away wash up or message in a bottle. And I have looked at those currents. They go up and around Alaska, down the coast. Other currents come up. And if you've got seaweed or plants or fish, we know that stuff goes all over the ocean. And the type of half-life we're talking about with plutonium and uranium, what happens then?
Well, first of all, I think the plutonium part will be kept within the reactor vessel. That's one upgrade from the other reactor vessels. Even though if there's a partial meltdown, I think it's going to be contained. So I don't think we have to worry about plutonium. And the half-life of the other ones are sufficient. Like iodine is about 8 days, and so a lot of that is going to be deactivated by the time it floats up the current. But nevertheless, the fish, that eat that stuff, we're going to still see some higher levels in Japanese. I wouldn't be buying any sushi in the future. And I'd be careful that we monitor the Pacific salmon, which is our richest crop coming out of Alaska, actually about three-fourths of all of our best fish in the West Coast comes from Alaskan waters. And we've got to watch that.
Well, I respect your views, and I hope you're right on all of this, but it's a dire situation, but a little less worse in my mind after talking to you. Let's shift gears, though. Why have you been focused for so long on the nuclear threat, on strategic relocation? Was it because you noticed elites getting prepared a long time ago? We're about to go to break, but give us a synopsis ahead of going into more detail on strategic relocation.
Well, my concern, of course, is strategic relocation is the major threat to all of us is population density. I mean, look at what's happened. I can still get the products that I eat out here in areas which don't have high population densities, but anybody trying to get potassium iodide or radiation detectors or anything in the survival preparedness community, even food in a major metropolis like the Los Angeles area or even Austin, Texas, where you are, is just out of luck. Massive density of people is your biggest threat because in any crisis, it simply strips the supply clean within a day and you're stuck. There's so many people panicking. I just want to mention, too, even though you should be trying to get potassium iodide stockpiles, don't be taking it now.
Absolutely.
You're wasting it. In other words, save it for a time when there actually is radiation in the air. And as I tried to tell in my World Affairs brief a couple of weeks ago, remember, just keep it from getting ingested into your lungs. Wear a mask. Have a respirator. It doesn't even have to be a gas mask. Just one of these paint respirators at $30 from Home Depot is sufficient to stop any of that to getting into your lungs. Don't make sure you use filtered water. Get a big Berkey and make sure that you don't ingest it. And then it's not as dangerous and not a problem.
But the bottom line is you get 37 million people in Tokyo, 30-plus million Mexico City, 10 million Los Angeles metro, 14 million New York metro. All of this going on, human populations themselves are a bomb a few weeks after one of these disasters because even in Japan, they're very well behaved and ordered. They're running out of food. They're running out of water. People are starting to get angry. And so let's talk about the real threats, what we're facing, strategic relocation. Your presentation begins, and I'm going to give you the floor pretty much on the other side. Short segment coming up, then an 18-minute segment. We'll go a little bit into overdrive today with Joel Skousen to have time to finish this.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
That little girl will get fed, for now. But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face? If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. Earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, this is something a little experimental for radio and TV. We're going to do a slideshow presentation PowerPoint. A lot of what's covered in the book, Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. But Joel will be describing it for radio listeners as well. But I do suggest you get this incredible color book with all the maps and diagrams and documents. He's done an incredible research. And then later towards the end of the hour, we'll talk about, in just a general scope, some of the foreign areas in the world from his research of nuclear war threats and other disaster threats, the safest places to live. But the overall driving issue is don't live in a big city. Joel Skousen, this is a short segment, but please begin your presentation. You have the floor.
Well, thanks, Alex. Let's first of all switch from the cover to the main question of what do we mean by strategic relocation? You know, there's all kinds of relocation and guides out there that talk about the best golf courses and the best hospital care and the best retirement homes and recreation and warm, sunny climates. That's why Arizona and Florida grew, like hotcakes over the year. But unlike all these other books, this guide not only teaches you or does not teach you where to buy the best home and the best school districts and, where the best shopping is. Strategic relocation was specifically written to help people like Alex Jones, listeners, to make assessments about strategic safety of the places that they live in the long term. That's the most important thing when a person thinks about his life and where he should live. Other than the fact that you've got to make a living, you've got to understand where's the best long-term security. There's going to be a playoff between, because most people can't live in the most secure locations. Because in the most secure locations, you very rarely can make a living. And that's one of the reasons why, when people ask me, they call me up all the time, well, tell me where the safe place is. And I tell them, there is no exactly safe place, because most of the time you can't make a living in a safe place. And so there's lots of these things. That's why this is a complex subject. Yeah, I take people through all of these things. And we have these illusions of peace and prosperity, even despite, foreign wars going on to Americans. Most of this is way, way far away. It's not going to touch us. I'm here to say that it's going to touch us someday, and it's going to start touching us now, especially economically. The economic foundations of the U.S. and the world are all based upon fiat money, and they're crumbling. The bailouts and more debt, whether in Europe or the United States, merely postpone the inevitable default. They do not stop it. I'm convinced it cannot be stopped, in fact. Default through collapse or through war is inevitable, in my opinion. Now, I think they'll choose war before collapse and use it as an excuse to start over with the world currency and a new debt cycle. They frankly cannot tax enough to pay the kinds of things they're doing. They must use debt and the commensurate inflation of our money supply, which is the deflation of our buying power. Well, continual intervention in other countries like Libya will invite eventual military backlash from Russia and China. I'm one of the foremost spokesmen of two or three in the country that believe that Russia and China are not allies, that they're not friendly, that they will not be contained by trade, that they, in fact, are and have been attempting or planning to strike the West and will do so at some point. And we seem to be handing them the excuse. But in any major crisis, as I mentioned, as Alex mentioned, your biggest enemy will be high-density concentrations of people, crippled supply lines, and crippled infrastructure. It will guarantee widespread social unrest and panic within a day, and even good people will have no other choice but to go scavenging for food, and that's what makes a defense nightmare when you're looking at good people who come rummaging through your property, you're looking for something, and you simply won't be shooting and defending yourself in that way or in an aggressive way against good people. You've got to simply get out of the mainstream, get out of the maelstrom, either by having concealed spaces, which we talk about as strategic relocation, or getting out of town, hopefully, and being positioned so that you can get out before this happens. Don't be on the attempting to make the last train out, as Gary North used to talk about so much. So what's new about this third edition? Well, the third edition is a complete rework of the previous two editions of the book. And not only has updated information for 2010, but entirely revised content layout, almost three-fourths of the text is new. The most significant changes in this edition include a new worldwide analysis of countries around the world, state and province-specific reviews of the U.S. and Canada, and dozens of new maps and tables to make information more accessible, easy to use. In fact, I added 200 new pages with not only an individual analysis of each state and a rating, but a complete color map showing everything about it, which we'll show you some pictures later on in the presentation if you're watching on the Prison Planet TV, of all of the land use within these states and the military targets, et cetera.
All right. Now, we've got just about 30 minutes left on the other side. We'll go a little bit into overdrive, but we're going to come back. You'll have the floor, and we'll launch into the presentation from your deep research. And folks, again, can get the book, Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places, third edition, at InfoWars.com. He's about to be out of print until he gets more printed. Get yours today. I know I've got mine.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, we are back live doing a radio/TV simulcast, going through a PowerPoint presentation that breaks down the book, Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places, third edition, with Joel M. Skousen. Joel, please continue.
Well, there are four major sections to this book. Selecting a Safe Country is the first section. That's a new section where we actually, just by popular demand, people keep calling me, I've got to get out of here because of all the threats to America, and I want to go to a safe place, and I'll discuss that in a minute. Section 2 is analysis of North America. Section 3, strategies for security. Now, North America is Canada, and the United States is what I concentrate on. That's where most of our audience is, and most of my study and work has been in designing safe homes around North America. Number 3, Section 3, Strategies for Security and Relocation. One of the most important sections, which makes this different than anybody else's analysis, is the fact that there is no real safe place for everyone. And every place has some compromise. Every place has some down things. And so there's a tremendous amount of compromise, modification, contingency planning, two or three steps that you've got to do to prepare yourself. And I cover this very interesting subject in that whole section. And then the fourth section is where you have wrap it all together and make your choices of state and regional analysis, where I go through region by region and show the strong points and the weak points of various regions. And hopefully by then a person says, all right, I want this state or this state or this state. And then in that last section, I've got the color maps of every state with all of the targets, all of the land use problems, all of the volcano threats and all the earthquake threats on each individual state, where you can actually start to pick where you're going to go. Next slide. Talking about a safe country. First of all, it's important to understand how we view the world. It's very interesting how most people, if you go to any of the traditional expatriate sites, the people who've left the United States, and they explore the doctrine of international living. There's this site called internationalliving.com on the website, a website. And they extol all the wonders of living cheap and having access to the beach and all of these wonderful things. And most of the concerns that people have on those websites are, how do I deal with this legal problem? How do I deal with this real estate problem? How do I get American products here? How do I get access to my banking account down here? And all these little mundane things. And I can tell you, Alex, nobody's asking the question is, or even thinking that this may change. And yet the one thing that I point out in all of these countries is that stability is not there. Laws change, rules change, the culture change. It gets friendly to Americans, hostile to Americans, and you keep maneuvering all of the time. There are also long-term economic threats which will face other countries. Then nobody's talking about war and conflict. Even those that talk to me and say, you know, I want to get out of the United States because if you're right, it's going to be the target of a nuclear war. And I have to ask them, well, you know, if I get you out into one of these other countries, and then they turn against you and turn against Americans or start confiscating your bank account, or the bank account is cut off and you can't get your money anymore. All those things that happened in Argentina and Mexico, et cetera, how do you get back to the United States then? How do you get back if you burned all your bridges and other things? So those are the kinds of things that I talk about there. There's cultural conflict. You know, there's language. There's differences. The fact that you don't look like the rest of people. It's hard to blend in. And we talk a lot in my books and my work in the World Affairs Brief about how important it is in when you've got a powerful secret combination of power running various governments, including our own in the world, and how you've got to learn to not only fight for your liberty, but also be able to hide when you need to take a low profile, to go underground, if you will. The next slide, I talk about political freedom. This is a very interesting map. It's actually very a comparison of economic freedom in the United States. And you'll notice the black, those of you who can see it, the countries in black are places where there's very, very little freedom economically. And this pretty well correlates to political freedom as well. There's one anomaly here in the middle of Africa. You see the Sudan, and it's white, and there's a it's almost anarchic. You can do anything you want economically in Sudan, but it does not qualify as political freedom. But generally speaking, there's a great deal to be learned from this map. You want to pick the lighter areas on the map, which show that there's more freedom. And you'll notice that the U.S. and Canada are not the freest countries in the world in terms of lack of regulation. But those that do, like the Sudan, have almost no regulation, are unstable because of anarchical tendencies. So in the next slide, we look at population density in the world boomer picking a country. And it's very dramatic here how all of Eastern Asia and Southern Asia are just black with high-density places of people. And also Europe is very, very highly densely populated. Even the United States, which our eastern coast is the highest population densities, and on the west coast, still doesn't compare with the densities you have in India, Pakistan, and China, and even Europe, where the population densities run up to
Canada. Canada looks pretty good.
Yes, it does. It's just almost free and clear, and that's because almost 90% of Canada lives within 50 miles of the U.S. border. It's almost an extension of the United States. In the next slide, we talk about world seismic hazards. Nothing is more has been brought to the attention of the world more than what happened in Japan, which is on the Ring of Fire. But it's also, if people could see the map, those that can will see that almost the edge of every one of these major continents are major rifts in the Earth's surface, major fault zones.
And that just so happens to be where a lot of the population is.
That's correct. It's correct. The sea has provided the life of a lot of people, lifeblood of many cultures as they start up. But everything along the Pacific, Western Pacific, Japan, all the way down through Australia and New Zealand is part of the Ring of Fire, and it's had major earthquakes in Christchurch and in Japan. But you'll notice how it goes clear up into the Middle East and Central Asia. And they have all this mud and brick and concrete construction. When they have earthquakes in Afghanistan and in other places, Kazakhstan and Central Asia, I mean, they kill thousands and thousands of people because of construction.
And that's why you have the Himalayas, is the Indian subcontinent slamming into Eurasia.
That's exactly right. So we obviously, you know, can't avoid earthquake hazards, and a lot of those things have to be mitigated. I talk about that in my strategy sections because even in the United States, people can see the map. I mean, you have eastern west coast, mostly west coast is where the highest hazard is, but even the New Madrid Fault in the middle of the country is a massive fault, and unfortunately, with the clay soils and the water table situation, you will have ripples from the New Madrid Fault that go all the way to the east coast and all the way into the south. They can travel hundreds of miles in a wave-like action when you have a lot of water mixed with clay soil.
Now, just to interrupt briefly, your map doesn't show a spot for the Yellowstone megavolcano that a lot of scientists say, you know.
Yeah, it does. You just can't see it probably on your screen.
But I was thinking that would be because it hasn't been recorded in modern history, but more and more scientists are saying that's a pretty dangerous area. Just for volcanic and other seismic activity, probably not good to live around Yellowstone.
Right. I do cover that in the state analysis or in the North American analysis. This is a world map, and so it doesn't show up as clearly, but I do clearly cover it in strategic relocation. It's going to be a major problem. Not only, as you say, earthquake, but also volcanic threat. And when that one blows its top, it's going to put ash all through the middle Midwest. So on the next slide, let me just talk about some of these regional countries in terms of picking a country. First of all, forget about, Eastern Asia, the former Soviet republics. It's my opinion that the fall of the Soviet Union was a carefully crafted deception, that Russia fully intends to take those countries back. Forget about Africa. That's the most unstable continent in the world. The Middle East is a tinderbox. There will never be peace until the Second Coming in the Middle East. The only place that really, let me just address, by the way, Australia and New Zealand, because a lot of people are thinking about going to Australia and New Zealand. A lot of them have had second thoughts because of the earthquake in New Zealand. But let me tell you, it is my concerted opinion and analysis that China, when they do strike the West someday in concert with Russia, will take the role that Japan did in World War II, and they'll take the entire Eastern Asia-Pacific region all the way from Japan down and will occupy Australia and New Zealand. So I don't think you want to live under Chinese occupation. The Oriental countries have a complete ruthlessness about human life when it comes to wartime conduct. The Japanese in the extreme torture, and the Chinese are doing that right now in their Laogai and are very much capable of doing that. So I do not recommend anything long-term in the Pacific region.
Because a lot of elitists are running to New Zealand, the Cook Islands, and other areas in that area of the Pacific.
That's right. In other words, that's a real trap because of the relative, peace, and it speaks English and all of those things that people are attracted to New Zealand and Australia. But they really have globalist lackey governments. The Australian government in particular really puts the pressure
on. And China's buying up most of their infrastructure and their mines right now, really upsetting Australians. Just a brief interruption here.
No, that's absolutely correct. I point that out, Alex, that most of the mineral rights are being bought up. Australia is in a bad way economically, and they're looking to China as their savior. It's going to be anything but their savior. But I'll tell you, China's buying up Australia so that they will have a vested interest for occupation someday, and you will see that happen.
Please continue.
Yeah. Now, we know now that Mexico is becoming a major unstable state. There are more expatriates in Mexico than any other place in the world. It's a death trap. You can't really travel anymore. People who are down in Ensenada can't go overland anywhere between there and Texas. They're lucky if they can make it up the coast to Tijuana and back to the United States by land. This is becoming a very strong failed state. It's my prediction that eventually things will get bad enough there between the CIA drug run running, which is done in concert with the Mexicans and all of the competitors now, which are causing these drug wars, that it'll give the United States an excuse to intervene militarily and place their vaunted North American compact in place or the security partnership. Going further south, the most popular countries in Latin America are Panama and Costa Rica. Panama probably is a trap also for the future because of the Chinese presence there. The Chinese have a presence there at the Panama Canal, a shipping port presence as well as military bases. And even though Panama is very, very open to Americans, it is probably the freest of the Latin American countries for allowing you to have direct access to your checking accounts in the United States. It also serves as a banking center internationally for all the people in Ecuador who can't get local banking with American checking there. Almost everyone's using Panamanian banks now, but I don't expect that to continue. This is the case in the Caribbean. There's been a lot of safe havens. They've been compromised now by America, so you have to be very careful. Costa Rica has been traditionally the best expatriate community for the United States, but Costa Rica now is getting very expensive because of all the American dollars flowing in there. Belize is probably cheaper. El Salvador is cheaper. Guatemala is unsafe because they can't control the crime in that country right now. So those are some of my hints about Latin America. In South America, the best country down there is either Chile or Uruguay. Argentina is a corrupt state. I've lived in Argentina, Uruguay, and Chile and other countries like that. I've lived in Central America, so I have personal experience in there, but it keeps changing. I've actually had a pretty good experience in Argentina, but believe me, I saw enough to know that it could change. The rules can change instantaneously because of the corruption in government and the fact that there are very leftist-oriented.
Well, there's the old saying, rich is in Argentine, and they were once an extremely wealthy, good middle class, good values. The corruption has seeped in from the rest of South America, but it sounds like you're saying a lot of the expats I know that have moved to Chile, that's one of the better moves?
Yes, it is. And also Uruguay. Now, even though Uruguay has a leftist coalition which rules, it's much more benign than the Argentine version. They're much more open to foreign investment. They don't get into the global warming stuff. They believe in power plants. In fact, South America is starving itself of power and trying to boycott Uruguay because they're allowing power plants to move in near the coast there. They use the American dollar as well as the Uruguayan peso there. They're friendly to Americans. But still, remember that it's a long way away from the United States if you have to make it back someday. And ultimately, because Uruguay is surrounded by the very strong leftist countries of Brazil, which has been ruled by two outright communists in a row, now they're playing the moderate role like China is playing. But Lula da Silva was, in fact, the head of the communist guerrilla movement in all of South America, held an annual conference in Sao Paulo with the communist revolutionaries, even until last year when he came out of office, and he has a fellow communist woman leader now running the country. So
we're running out of time. This is all just incredibly interesting. Let's move to the next continent.
Okay. Well, let's see. We've covered Latin America.
We've covered Australia. What about Western Europe? I noticed the best place you've got listed there would be Spain or England, but they're all nuke targets, aren't they? Is Spain less so than England?
Spain really isn't a nuclear target, but England is, because England, I think, is the only European country to be taken down in a preemptive nuclear strike by Russia on the West. I think Russia tend to hold Europe hostage, trying to preserve it, and basically saying, if you want the same nuke attack on you, then just resist us. But I think the globalists will kick them into a resistance move, and there will be war in Europe. I think Switzerland will finally have to use their protection of the mountains and their bunker systems against the nuclear attack that will come. Spain has relatively always been untouched in both World War II. Switzerland actually bought their way out of World War II by holding Hitler's gold and making other compromising decisions. But Spain is the best country in terms of retreat if one is going to be in Europe, in my opinion.
Please continue.
Okay, let's go to the North American analysis. That slide talks about first climate and geography, and the slide I've got showing the temperature, base temperatures and humidity within the continent is very, very important because climate and temperature is very important to a lot of people, and some people have health issues which don't allow them to stay within an area. But sadly, the best areas really in the country are where it's cold in the wintertime. You really can't get around that. But the warm areas attract the slow, the slovenly, and the people who are seeking for recreation, the people who are least able to handle hard times when it comes. And so there's a difference, of course, in the hot areas in the Arizona, Texas.
So you want to be close to rural, anti-New World Order, hard hillbillies.
That's right. Although in the South, you have a lot of those, but you don't. You have it's too close to the high-density population centers of the East, and we'll get overwhelmed, in my opinion.
All right, stay there. We're going to come right back with Joel Skousen. I'm Alex Jones. We've got two little segments left with him. It's obvious we'll have to do a part two in the future. Get the book at InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Oh,
I just secured many of the remaining books that Joel's got. We've got some in stock, but they're going a lot faster than I thought. Looks like they might be sold out in a couple hours, but he's about to ship me some more, and then he's out. He's got a reprint. If you want to get it, it's Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places, third edition. Everybody should at least think about this. And you've got time, but you need to start researching it now. And if you're going to stay in a major city, think about it. And at least think about things you can do there. And the book also covers that. I myself have moved outside the city, going on wells, solar power. It's little basic things like that, and it's in increments what you can do to protect yourself. The biggest thing is firearms and, you know, having a wall around your house, security, dogs. I mean, there's a lot of things, but if there's total breakdown of society and you're even, you know, 20 miles outside a major city in a rural area, you're going to get overrun. The authorities will come and try to confiscate what you got. It isn't perfect what I've done. It's far from that, but it's a little something. And so it's in increments. That's what the book Strategic Relocation covers, available at Infowars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Joel, continuing where you left off in the slides.
Okay, we were talking about climate and geography. There's a little secret that I point out in the book in terms of the best climate and geography for survival and for living in a colder climate, so that you're not, you know, extremely inconvenienced. If you run a line from western Montana all the way down through the point of Texas, you get a diagonal across the United States. That essentially runs with the line of the Rocky Mountains through Utah, Colorado. And to the west of that, you have 15-degree more moderate temperatures than you do to the east of that line. And that's because the cold Canadian continental air from up above swings down into the central United States and mixes up with that warm, humid air, creating your massive blizzards in the wintertime, your sweeping, bitter winds that come across the plain states, and the huge amounts of tornadoes that plague the southern and central states, Texas, Oklahoma, et cetera, because of that. But you don't have hardly any of those once you stay on that diagonal line to the west. And that's why the best you know, long-term climates for survival, and it's also important to consider humidity. Humidity is a problem, both without air conditioning and because of the molds and the insects that are bred where you don't get cold winters. But that's why Utah and Idaho and parts of you know, New Mexico, northern Arizona, Colorado, Wyoming, western Montana received the higher ratings. Next slide goes and shows the population density maps of the United States, and there we can see in much more detail how heavily populated the eastern seaboard is. And this also, because of the population centers in the Midwest as well, shows why the Midwest will get compromised, even though there's a tremendous amount of great areas in the Ozark Mountains and other places in rural Tennessee and rural Missouri, Oklahoma, and even in Texas, the northern southern states. All of these are at risk of having the massive population densities flee out of the cities because they'll be the first ones to melt down when there isn't enough food, water, or supplies. And they'll start fleeing westward, and that ends up compromising those. That's one of the reasons why the Intermountain West area is the highest rated area in my analysis, because it has this 800 miles from San Francisco. It's 700 miles from Los Angeles over trackless deserts. This isn't,
you know, Joel, we're almost out of time. We're going to do a little bit more into the next segment, maybe even go into more overdrive, but we're both busy. But I want people to be able to see and hear all this in one concise piece. But I want to ask you questions like, I know it's not perfect for everybody, but where would you live? Or where are the elites moving? Or what are they doing? And I want to ask some of those basic questions after this one-minute break. All the questions are answered in Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places, third edition. Get it while you can, InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.